I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
TV after show, and this is how we start every week, okay? Thank you for joining us. My name is Rivette Sorrow, and to my left, she's here all the way from New York. Now she is taking over West Hollywood, Miss Jerelzyn Jovan.
Hello, everybody. I missed you.
And they missed you, too. And, of course, to her left, she doesn't even need an introduction. Little baby twerks, little baby Kate.
Hello.
Whatever you want to call her, she is here. Katie Thompson.
Yes. Little baby twerk. I love the new nickname.
Yes.
And, of course, tonight we have the lovely Jane Johnson, who is actually hosting the Vanderpump News right here on AfterBuzz. Mm. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, this is just in, bitches.
Tonight we're having another girls' night. Archie, we miss you, but
yes.
Tonight's for the ladies, okay?
Ladies' night.
We have so much to get into. We're headed to Kentucky for the wedding. We have the rehearsal dinner, or was it a dinner? Just the rehearsal for the wedding. We have Ariana's birthday party, James and Raquel, and some rage texts. We have some news, our pump teenies we're going to give out. A lot to get into, but first, Jerelzyn, what's your overall reaction of tonight's episode?
Well, I personally was more locked into Raquel and James' situation, just because it was like, damn, James, like, are you really talking to your girlfriend like this? We've seen him talk to her like that in person. Then the text, the fact that she showed the text, she wasn't even able to respond. It was just a chain of nastiness. I'm really hoping that Raquel either puts her foot down and James is willing to change for his relationship, or she just drops him and gets better. That was my impression of the show. And Ariana, I really want her to get some help. That's just like that.
Yeah. I overall just was a little stressed. Everybody was stressing me out. Like, everybody, fix your problems. Like, this is a stressful episode. What's going on? I was a little stressed.
Yeah.
It was.
Hashtag stressed.
Yeah, we were, like, almost gonna cry at the end there with the Raquel and James moment.
Teared up,
like,
though.
Yeah, a little bit watery. And I loved that she was putting her foot down.
Like,
was
that
she?
Yes!
Yes!
At the very end, she for literally her said, if you don't get your shit together, I'm leaving you. And then she sat on the lap and cried. It was sweet.
Yes!
It was sad, though, because she's like, and she said, like, if you can't, I can't make you stop.
Yeah.
And, like, it's sad when you love somebody so much and you want them to change and they won't. And that was her giving it up and saying, if you don't do it, I ain't going to do it for you.
I want to see Lemonade Raquel. I want to see, you don't know who, you know what I'm saying? I want to see her, like, say, I'm leaving you and walk out.
I want to see her go to Dick's Sporting Goods, grab a bat, come back.
Swing it.
Scare the dog.
Yes. Smash his recording stuff. All of that.
Oh, man. But okay.
Oh.
Thank you, Ryan. So, okay. No, you're great. That's amazing. We love the sound effects. So we're talking about James and Raquel. Let's really get into this situation. I think for Raquel, for her personality and the type of woman that she is, I think that was a big step for her.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
And I love how she presented it to him, too, because she was taking, like, full ownership for herself. Because she said, like, I can't make you stop. I can't, like, force you to stop drinking, but I can go to these meetings. And, like, it was his idea then to start going to meetings as well. And, like, I loved how she approached that instead of saying, like, you need to do this, you need to do that. Because, like, for an addict, like, that's going to make them want to rebel. Like, she did it so well. It was like, girl,
you can
tell
she knows him. She knows how to stroke his ego, even how to approach things. Even a couple of episodes ago when she... You could tell she wanted to go to the party, but she was like, well, you know, I don't need to go.
Right.
It's like she knows how to stroke his little sensitive ego. Like, even though she seems so delicate, like a flower, he's really the delicate, sensitive one of the relationship if you really evaluate everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And she did, you know, those confessionals are taped, like, months after those scenes. So the fact that she broke down, like, even just, like, reflecting on it, I feel like there's a long journey ahead of them. I do think they will stay together, but...
Yeah.
I don't know, James.
You think they'll, like, really stay together? Like, they'll, like, get married and have kids stay together? Or they'll just, like, stay together for a hot minute.
I think she just really loves him and, like, believes in him and sees something in him that nobody else sees.
Like Brittany
and
Jax.
She sees what you see in him.
Right.
Yes, but after this episode, I was like, ooh, but sweetie,
Dodged a bullet.
I was like, oh, those texts would not. I would just delete and then delete him out of my life.
I do think, I mean, we know they're still together.
Yeah.
They were just on Instagram on Sunday making pizza. It's all about the pizza. But the reason I think they're going to stay together is because, like you said, she really does love him, and he's not going to leave her, because I think at this point it would be hard for him to find another girl that's that pretty, got that much going for herself, and willing to deal with all of your ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just his excuses, like, he was saying things like, it's just who I am as a person. That's my personality.
I'm from England.
Oh,
stop.
God.
Yeah, he was
bye-bye. I was like, ta-ta, bitch.
Ta-ta, bitch. And then he walks out and he comes back really happy. Like,
oh, hello, sorry.
Like, I don't have an excuse to be a crazy biatch because I'm from New York, even though I am. But at the same time, I can't use it as an excuse and as my crutch. I got to get my shit together.
Yeah.
And that's just the same with James. You don't see Lisa and Todd over there. We're from England, so F you, Lisa.
I gotta say, though, if you watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, she is saying that. She's like, I'm from England. It's my humor. Girl, you can't be saying that. She's like, I'm just joking, even though I called you the C word. I'm like, girl, you cannot.
She's from England. Okay, so I guess English people have this.
Yeah, as he's screaming it, he's like, this is how I am. I'm like, okay, that's not what I want then. That's not what I want to deal with.
I mean, I think always like a red flag. Like, even Ariana had to go to Raquel and be like, can I see the text? Which was kind of weird. Because, like, if I want to show you the text, I'll show you. Don't ask me to see them.
Don't be nosy.
I know she was coming from a good place. She wanted to help. But, God, when a girl is so in love and infatuated with somebody, I mean, a lot of us have been there before.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it doesn't matter what anyone says or what anybody thinks or what he's done to you. It's like, you need to go through it on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And she's not really going to
leave him. She's not going to leave him until she's ready to leave him.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If.
Yeah. Or when.
I don't know.
I hope we'll see. Better.
Me too.
I know.
I'm like rooting
it's
for them. That scene is so cute. I mean,
I
really
love him.
Rooting for them.
He posted a really hot photo on Instagram, if I may say. Also, though, Jax is looking incredible for this wedding.
He's
like,
so
that
sexy.
Jawline.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, Jax, though.
He was looking like a little younger, hotter version of Jax. Like, of the younger Jax. Because at the one point when he had the hat backwards, I was like, oh my gosh, he looks like old, younger Jax.
Yeah, I was like, am I finally noticing the benefits of his nose job? Is it just coming out now?
Jax's seven
and
nose job.
Yes.
I love it. So, and we love you, and little baby Kate's going to tell you how much we love you.
Oh my gosh, you guys, we love you so much, but what we love more is when you go to iTunes and you give us a rating, and then you, like, drop a comment, but what's even better is if it's a 5-star rating, because that's what we want. And we just want to thank you for listening, and leave a comment, drop a little something, maybe we'll read it, like, maybe you get a shout out. It's like a trade, so it's great.
It's great.
It's great. Just, we love you, and thank you so much. Do you have any?
We do.
Yes!
We do.
Yes! I felt it in my bones.
I have never been on a panel where we consistently get 5-star ratings every week. We get
them.
At least 2 every single week.
Oh my god.
We have 2 this week.
You guys are sexy.
We love you.
Listeners are sexy.
They really are. They really are.
Like Lisa would call all the dogs that she sees at Vanderpump.
Sexy dog. Sexy boy.
All right, let's read these out loud. KCTyD, I think that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if it's not.
Okay.
Says, great job. I look forward to your podcast and the various opinions. I truly believe Jax is not in a happy place right now. I don't think he ever got over not being included in a bar ownership like his 2 best friends, which is an interesting take. Yeah.
I've been feeling that as well.
That little hint of jealousy. I feel like
even why now he feels he's too good to, like, do things behind the bar because his 2 friends are over there running a business.
Mm-hmm.
And he had started before both of them.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So thank you for sharing that input. We also got one more from Nancy Asabi. Says, love, love, love. Love hearing the different opinions. Makes me see the show in a whole new light.
Yeah.
And that's really fun.
They started hopping in my Instagram comments, too.
Oh, yeah, same.
Like, people really are a fan of our show, and it makes me so happy.
Yes,
you sexy dogs.
Sexy dogs.
I started watching this show 2 years ago when I moved over here, and I didn't think that one day I'd be on here being able to talk ish about my favorite show, because I literally love this show. So it makes me happy to be on this panel with all of you guys, because you guys are so much fun. And then when we get all this great feedback, and it just makes me happy.
Yes. It's a good feeling. We can't say it enough. It feels amazing, and we love you guys.
Yeah.
Moving on. So we're in Kentucky, y'all.
Yes.
Rehearsal. It's kind of a shit show.
Yeah, it was a little messy.
The house is gorgeous, though. I really do like
that beautiful castle.
The Game of Thrones, Downtown Abbey house, gorgeous. I do like it.
Disney, what did Stassi say about, like, Disney?
Don't you just
want to
sing Disney songs yes. right now?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. We do.
I do in that house.
Yeah. So it was nice to see, you know, Tom and Jax came to an understanding. There was an apology. He's back in the wedding.
Okay. I have a few opinions before we really get to Kentucky. If we could just revisit that really quick.
Yeah.
The whole exchange happens and they're like, and then like he's back in the wedding and we're like, yes. And then it's the cutaway. And then Jax is like, I don't really care at all. I just wanted to go under the rug because I just hate it all. Bro, what? And he was like, oh, I text? Like, I'm so offended by a text. And then we cut back to him being like, all you needed to send me was a text and everything would have been fine. And it's like, I don't know what to do with these people.
And then after he gave him the apology and he's like, I accept your apology. And then his confessional, he's like, I don't accept his apology.
Yeah. Like, what?
He's like,
I'm still not over what he's done. What? I just wanted everyone to shut up about it.
Like, you're really hot, but you need to shut up yourself.
It wouldn't have been Jax if he was mature about the situation.
That's true.
It's like, time and time again, he has to remind us that he's still Jax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just can't be mad at Jax. Like, he's just so sexy to me.
Oh, wait,
what? I'm sorry. I'm just, like, mesmerized by him.
Oh,
and
my
he's
God.
Being a little bit of a, he's being a little bit of a groomzilla, and I think it's okay.
You don't remember it's that fine. He takes a poo with the door open? That was what done it for me.
If that was, that's him and his fiance, they're cool with that. They're cool with that.
Wants to be tattooed on his arm.
Yeah, I like, do not want to hear the kids being dropped off at the pool in the morning. Like,
right,
I'm
right. There's certain things we gotta just keep it. But I really am interested to see him as a father. Because he's such a petty person. So it's like, I want to see him as a father. I want to see him raising teenagers. And I want to see how he handles those situations with his sons, with his daughters. I really want to. That would be so priceless.
I want to see him applying fake tattoos on his kids.
I want to see him competing with Tom Sandoval's kids.
Whoa.
You better do better than him in the soccer game tonight. You're not getting any dinner.
Oh, my God.
That's going to happen.
Sidecar tricycles.
With their miniature similar houses in Valley Village.
I can't. Yeah. Valley Village. Yeah. Who would have thought?
Man.
But we're okay. So he doesn't actually forgive him.
Which is lame.
It's so lame. But you're still having him be part of your wedding, but you don't want him to stand next to you. It's like, switch the order. Which is so petty. But listen, I've been through a wedding. I get it. Like, the order is important, guys.
It is.
But also, if he's feeling this way, why is he standing there with his arms crossed, just laughing the whole time like he loves everything? When he could easily say, hey, I actually want Schwartz to stand in front of you if that's cool. Like, it would have been that instead he goes inside and he says, it is my wedding and I want what I want because I am paying for this day and I need somebody else to deal with this.
He's Jax? Truly groomzilla.
Groomzilla. Yes! Have you ever seen that? I didn't even know that existed.
It would be him.
It would be Jax to be a damn groomzilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. And then we have to mention that while we were in Kentucky, Schwartz and Katie's dog, lizard.
The lizard named dog. Like, it wasn't funny, but just the way that they did it was hilarious.
I know.
And, like, they're showing this poor-ass, dead-ass lizard in this cage, and it's all, like, dead, and we're laughing, and I'm like, wait, this lizard!
I had to find a shovel.
What's the lizard's name?
Dog! He's like, I couldn't find a shovel, I had to take a hammer and just take it to the dirt, like, oh my god!
And then they did, like, a quick little freeze frame of the lizard and then a candle, and it was like, dog. And it lasted a second on the screen, and then it was like, we're done.
It is in 2019 to 2019. Like, dog did not have a very long life.
Like, the memorial was a blimp in the episode. It was like, it was a second
I'm
long
tearing
that
right
memorial.
Now. This is so funny.
It's so wrong.
R.I.P. Dog, but the way that Bravo did that. Jane, say it one more time, please.
I love how you said it. R.I.P. Dog.
You know it what? It sounds like Britney is like, dog.
You know what? Dog, it's not about the dates 2019 to 2019. It's about the dash in between.
Yes. And the candle. That was beautiful. That tribute was way more beautiful than the one in the episode. So I hope Katie and Tom see that.
Oh my God, you guys.
Katie's going to start crying, so we're going to move on.
Yo, that was so funny because they were his name is Dog. But also, and then when they showed the spelling, I was like,
I think there was an H.
D-A-U-G.
But I just don't, who like, they went to the pet store and they saw this lizard and they were like, oh, you know what it looks like? Dog. What were y'all
like,
on?
No, they were like at PetSmart and there was like a 12-year-old who walks up making a TikTok and he's like, what's up, dog? And they're like, that's it.
Dog.
Oh, I can't wait to make TikToks
after that. No, that was so good. That was great. Oh my gosh. That was honestly the comedic relief of the whole episode.
Yes, but I felt really guilty.
Because the dog really died, y'all.
I'm sorry. I can't take it serious. Because when they said, I know they've introduced dog before, but the way they did it tonight, when they said dog, I thought their fucking puppy died. Oh my goodness. I dropped an F-bomb.
They
I'm sorry. They
said dog.
I thought their puppy died.
We're pronouncing it as dog.
That's how it's spelled. We're being proper. Phonetically, that's how it's
and
spelled.
And to quote Lala, none of us here are grammar experts.
Oh my gosh.
She was so serious when she said that too. Also, the white at the rehearsal. Lala wants to wear white.
She looks so shocked. And she's like holding the ruffles with the pink up top. She's like, oh really? I didn't know.
You know Lala's my girl, but maybe she just doesn't know enough about weddings and marriages.
She's about to get married. You know she knows.
You guys, this is something I would do. 100%. I honestly think I already did this by accident.
Oh,
like,
no.
I wore like I got like a romper type thing, which ew. But
we love rompers.
No, it was actually really cute.
Yeah.
But I got a sample sale and I was like, you know what, this is the only thing I can get, and it was like pale pink shorts, and then the top was like ivory, and I wore it to a wedding. And also, I went to my first baby shower recently, and I called my sister. I was like, you know what? I don't think I'm in the right outfit. And she was like, what are you wearing? And I was like, I just don't think it's good. And she was like, what is it? And I was like, I don't. She's like, well, from the way you're setting it up, it's awful, and you need to go to Target immediately. And I was like 2 hours late to the wedding because I wore like a hoochie-ass outfit to this baby shower. And I was like, I can't. So I went to Target and got some like Fable.
You had
Wild and Fable.
Fable!
Light pink, whatever that brand is. Wild and Fable.
I don't know. Girl, you had on the coochie cutters to the baby shower.
I was wearing an outfit that I should wear out but won't because I'm lame. Like, it was like leather shorts.
That's hot.
Snakeskin booties.
Wait.
Tights and like, I don't even, a long blazer.
If I were that baby, I'd be honored.
Right.
That is cool.
That sounds like that's a good outfit. Cool. I just don't know, for like a baby shower though. Yeah.
For a baby shower?
No.
Yeah.
As the like, Fable type, Target tights.
Totally. Mossimo, whatever the hell.
Oh, Mossimo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Manicures.
I'm going to make every, there's a baby. Oh, there's a baby and a mom tongue.
We love babies.
So comforting.
Oh my God. Our producer keeps bringing up footage. Like, he was bringing up photos of hot dog dogs during the dog conversation. And he just started playing some baby footage and there was a sound on. So we all got distracted.
Oh, Ryan is the best.
He's literally
Thank you,
best.
Ryan.
Now I want to have a really slutty themed baby shower one day. Just like,
oh, you should.
Make everybody dress
yeah,
in
thinking
like
about that.
Bachelorette baby shower
lace.
Style.
You're saying that was your first baby shower. I'm like, well, goddamn. I haven't been going to baby showers a lot.
Yeah.
Same.
I think I'm.
I haven't been to one yet.
Oh, guys, my baby's crying. Be right back.
Oh, where's my birth control, speaking of which?
Oh my god. Here we go.
Swallows it extra hard.
Oh my.
Anyways, listen, who makes these rules anyways? Wear what you want.
Yes.
Jane, yeah. Next time you wear the outfit, okay? I'm sure you looked hot in it.
Yeah.
maybe I won't. There won't be a next time. I won't be invited to another baby shower.
Right.
I did change.
Aww.
Target helped me out.
Thank you, Target.
Always is clutch.
All right, so.
I'm like, wait, are we supposed to be talking about... I could talk about Target all day long, though.
No,
I got
mean,
a gift card.
It's all relatable.
It's all relatable.
It's all relatable. I mean, these girls are going to events every day. They need to know what to wear. Yeah. Help them out.
Somebody's going to be pregnant by next year. It's probably going to be Britney, so...
Probably Britney. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Right. So, yeah. Ariana talks to Tom, and she's not excited about her birthday, you know, of everything she's dealing through. Everything we saw last week was really heavy stuff. But it seems like she had a good time at her birthday. Mm-hmm. She got drunk, which we love drunk Ariana. Everybody does.
Oh, my God, yeah. So does Lala.
So, yeah, Lala really does.
Her cookie.
So, Katie and Kristen have a talk. Well, I think it was at the birthday.
That you were addressing me, and I was like, what?
Yeah, Katie, what happened?
I don't know.
Tell us. it didn't, I don't think it went well. What do you think?
Which talk are we talking about? Refresh.
You're the cool about Katie.
Carter.
Katie and Carter.
Yes. I have some feelings.
Yes.
And I think I've said them in the past, but I'll just say them again. I feel like there's, because I have done exactly what Kristen is doing.
Same.
Like, I have tried to break up with someone and been like, oh, this is so hard. So I have sex with him and keep talking to him because it's way more comforting and way easier, but you don't want to disappoint your friends, so you kind of keep up the whole, like, we're on a break. But it is still sad. Even though you are still sucking his dick, it is still sad in the end because you know ultimately it's not what it, but it's comforting, so you still do it. So I get it, and I feel like because they're in their happy whatevers, they don't understand this, so they just have all of the judgment, and I just want them to be a little bit easier on her and, like, for her to be like, but I don't want Carter to stay at the hotel. Who cares? Let the man sleep in the hotel. Yeah. She's going to go to whatever hotel he's at anyway, and that's going to be an issue in the future. I can feel it in my bones. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I know I'm always like, I love James, I love Kristen, but it's like, put yourself in the girl's shoes. And I know some girls are strong enough to just completely end it and be done, but you know, sometimes we just ain't.
No, I totally get it. I just don't get why Kristen is such a punk, and she can't just say, like, hey, he got good dick, and I don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
And I don't care. I can be with a man who doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I think Kristen has to be with a man who doesn't have a job. Because she's a lot to deal with. And it's true. You don't want to have a man who has a job, and then he has a work wife who he comes and he talks about trash to you, about you, because you're a hot mess. And then he falls in love with the work wife. So have a man that keeps his ass at home and is always at your beck and call because you're crazy.
You're so right. She needs a man, like, chained up in the closet. Like,
yes!
Ready to go.
At all times. Because other than that, a guy, they're going to run for the hills like all the other guys did. So I just want Kristen to stand her ground with her friends, tell them, I'm staying with this guy. You mind your business. You steal people's husbands. You mind your business. You and your husband don't sleep together.
Oh!
You mind your business. Your man is does his hair better than you. Just stopped cheating on you yesterday. Raquel, where's your voice? That's exactly what she needs. She needs to read She needs to read all of them to Phil and tell them to mind their damn business. Because I got a man that don't cheat on me, don't take my hair products, don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't pour drinks on my head.
Mm-mm.
Y'all need to back up on Kristen and Carter.
I don't know what I did to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio. Oh my God.
Yes. You need to be the new therapist on Vanderpump.
Yes.
We're just yelling at them. You.
Or like when LVP does those staff meetings, she needs to be like, I'm done with all of you. Jocelyn, take it away.
Yes. That is what we need. Thank you. That was really enlightening. We all needed to hear that.
We did.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes.
I mean, I agree. It's just like, Kristen, I feel like I've been in Kristen's position too. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it's like, you don't want to tell your friends because, well, it's not the judgment thing, but they're just like, oh, like, what are you doing? And then it's hard to vent to them after he hurts you, like, once again.
Right.
So it's just so hard. I do feel for her. I think Katie's being way too harsh, especially, like, given I love Schwartz. I love him so much from the bottom of my heart. But he has not always been the best boyfriend, the best fiancé, the best husband.
Mm-hmm.
So, Katie, you should know better.
Katie sucks.
Wait.
Oh. I can't stand her because she sucks. Like, I mean, even, like, Kristen, Kristen was like, do you want to do a half a shot? And she's like, bleh. And then, like, she said to everybody, she's like, bye, I'm going home. And she went home early, and it's like, you suck.
Going home to knit.
Like, God, you suck.
Hang out with dog.
Oh, my goodness.
The sweater
by dog's grave. Yeah. A little funeral suit for dog.
A little blanket for the grass.
Oh, God.
I wish we'd gotten to know Dog better. Yeah, because he looked pretty cool.
Wait, did we? Because that's literally the first and last time we ever saw Dog.
I'm not sure I'd ever met Dog.
We've heard, no, they've said his name before because I remember.
You just thought they had a dog.
I just thought it was a dog.
No. But when they said, like, dog. Oh, I'm sad about Dog, I was like, oh no, the little poodle died. And then they show, like, the, like. Dead in the cage, like, with its dragon beard out. And I was like, oh, my goodness. R.I.P. Dog.
R.I.P.
This is so celebrity culture, where never hear about the person until they die.
Yes.
Dog is a Bravo celebrity death. Hopefully he doesn't come and freeze with the other
animals. You should have gave Dog his roses while he was here.
We couldn't even get an emotional connection with him because they didn't show him enough. Like, yeah. That's why we're laughing.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Bravo. Anyways.
Oh, Lord.
Brett, last week, went on this, like, weird, awkward date with Charlie. Ugh. I'm so confused about this whole thing. Sheena told him, like, oh, I thought you didn't like her. Like, why are you going on a date with her? Like, you don't like her makeup.
I love your Sheena impression.
You like her makeup. I'm, like, hitting the wall. Like,
yeah. I love it.
And then, like, the girls, like, turned on him. Mm-hmm. What was that scene? I'm confused, honestly. Like, why did they get mad at Brett?
That scene was so entertaining.
Yeah.
That was amazing. How Sheena was just, like, in the middle, and then they started rehashing how bad their date was. Mm-hmm. And, like, fighting about how awful and how, like, not into it both of them are.
That's a bad date.
It was so funny. And also, I loved the flashbacks to remind us that Charlie, like, has never tasted anything. It's like... yeah, I teach yoga, and I learned this term called airitarian, and it's people who survive off air.
They're like air plants.
Hence Charlie. They're like, I'm full from the oneness of the universe.
I just didn't like...
That's her.
When he said, I'm in the middle, it's like a smoothie, and it's the worst taste ever, yeah. And I'm having to drink it. You would be lucky to taste either of them.
Okay.
So do not
and
say
that. I disagree.
Not.
And Charlie was like, I can't relate.
No, I disagree.
I've never had a smoothie.
I think he was very honest. He told Sheena, as a friend, like, oh, I'm going out with Charlie. She had, like, a weird reaction. He told Charlie, being honest, like, hey, like, I thought Sheena was your friend, but she kind of said this. And then, like, Sheena denied the whole thing. I don't blame Brett for being annoyed. It's like, what is wrong with you
two? Yeah, he was annoyed.
Like, but he was being, like, straight up. With
this is why I'm not friends with girls. It was very, like...
I agree with him.
That vein in his neck, ladies, sexy. Watch out for that. That's the tracker.
Yeah.
When you see that vein.
I look for the vein.
When you see that vein, you gotta be like, oh shit. Becca,
come.
Especially in association with that line. Katie and I both, like, clutched each other. We were like, no.
Yeah.
This is why I'm not friends with girls.
Yeah.
With the vein popping out.
Well, they made girls look bad in that scene.
No. Those kind of girls.
Those kind of... Yeah, the way they acted...
Sheena, it was so dry.
And Sheena's like, I, like, didn't want them not to work out, but, like...
Misery loves company. Go freeze your eggs.
Exactly.
Go freeze your eggs,
Misery loves company. She would love nothing more than for all of her friends to be single and miserable like she is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was her whole... That's why she was, like, happy, and Charlie's... too young to probably understand what's going on.
And it's, again, Sheena, it's like, Sheena, you are 38 years
old.
Oh, I know.
38?
No, she's not. She's not. I just said that because I know it's going to piss her off.
Sheena, you are 67 years old.
As an 86-year-old woman, you should know better.
Okay, you sit your baby boomer ass down.
Baby boomer!
I'm upset.
Okay.
Okay,
they're over there respecting their elders.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you're just mixing stuff up. No.
Baby
my
boomer.
Thing, for one, I just wanted to school you guys, because you remember, you guys are hating on the newbies.
I hate them.
And I told you guys, the newbies are going to be the ones to bring the fresh drama.
Mm.
The fresh, and What?
I went to Vanderpump Garden. I for all of you in Vegas.
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh my god! I didn't get a drink or anything, but
why?
I totally interrupted everything you were saying.
No, this is important.
But I was like, oh, I gotta go look at it, and like I went up to the bar, and there was this really fabulous man in like a plaid floral shirt, and he was like can I get you a table? And I was like, no, I just want to take photos. I don't really want to spend any money. Vegas is too expensive. There were so many photos of her. Like, the amount of photos Who? Of her. Lisa. You would have thought it was Sheena's apartment with how many photos of her were inside of it. It was insane.
That's so funny.
And, like, so many dog photos as well. It was
oh my God.
Stunning. It was like Sir and Tom Tom had a baby. That's
how
exactly
much
what
were
it
the
was
drinks,
like.
Though?
I didn't even look. Gotta go.
Yeah.
Just won 140 gambling. Gotta go. Can't be in
just,
here.
Just wow. wanted to come take a picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks so much. It was great. Had a great experience.
The name's Little Baby Kate.
Sorry to interrupt, but I got excited.
You know, that was important.
I was hoping that, like, the newbies would be there, because I figured that's where
they
really
were. Yeah, that's where they're at. That's where they were. Yeah. No, my only thing I wanted to talk about was Brett's vein.
So you're like, I got it. I'm good.
No, I did. And Sheena being miserable, because it's just like...
Well, that's all she knows. I did like her divorce joke, though.
She said, I should have written it down. Tom wasn't my best man, and I'm divorced.
Yes!
That was a good one.
How did we feel about the Tom Sandoval commercial? About the best man commercial?
I loved it.
It was cringy for me.
He's a good best man.
He's a good best man. When he grabbed the dog to wipe his tears, that's nice.
It's meant to be cringy. It's a cheesy, stupid little sketch that they inserted into.
I'm not going to lie and say that I'm not over seeing Sandoval cry. It's literally my least favorite thing to see every season.
I was praying, and I said it out loud. I was like, Sandoval, please cry when talking to Jax. Let me just see a stream of your foundation.
Please, no.
Please God, no. Please.
And that's how you know Sandoval doesn't love Jax the way he loves shorts.
Mm, true. Aww.
Even though they've known each other longer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of the little commercial,
we tried to call the number, 1-800-T-SANDY.
It's too short. One number
it's
too short.
It's missing a number. They thought this through.
Yeah.
Thank you for the effort, ladies.
You're welcome. It
That's
was her
amazing.
Idea. I was like, let me punch it in.
You give me a call to action, I will see that through.
All right, guys. I think it's time for our special segment.
Ooh.
Which, if you're new here,
oh my gosh.
Welcome. But yes. We give out our pumptinis of the day. So whether you think someone needs a drink in the episode or they did something really cool or you just love them, you give them a pumptini. So who would like to go first? Katie.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like Sandoval could use a pumptini from being bumped from the front. I get both sides of the fight, but I feel that if you are best man, you should be in the front. I don't know. And I felt bad with how he was like, I was like tearing up when he wanted me to stand by him, and now I've been demoted. But, you know, I don't know. So, Sandoval.
Yeah.
Raquel gets a pumptini.
Yes.
And none for you, James. None
no
for James.
For you.
Yeah. Nope. I'm so proud of her for, like, sticking up for herself, for setting boundaries. You know, it's not her strong suit, but she nailed it this episode. And I was, like, really proud in the way that she did it. Pumptini.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
My pumptini is actually going to... Wait, I literally forgot who I was giving my pumptini to.
Drum roll, please.
Yourself before the episode.
Oh! I remember now. I'm giving my pumptini to Ariana.
Mm.
I was hard on her last time, even though I still do think that her and Sandoval need to have sex. But I do see, like, she's really battling mental health issues, and that is a serious thing. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, hey, drinks make me happy. I see drinks make you happy. Let's go sit down, have a drink together.
Mm-hmm.
Show me your cookie.
Mm.
And we can be friends, and I can talk to you and make you feel better.
You're overcompensating like they did when they got Lance Bass on the wedding.
I would like to...
The cookie compensation. I am.
I would like to pour a little bit of my pumptini out for Doug.
Oh my God!
I think that Doug deserves a little pumptini today. So I just pour a little one out for you, Doug.
Put all this onto that knitted blanket.
This is for my Dan Holmes dog.
I might get some backlash from you guys and from you guys.
It's okay.
But my pumptini is going to Brett tonight. I think he was in the middle of some weird girl tension. I think it was sort of uncalled for. I think he was honest. He wasn't lying to anyone, and his honesty sort of bit him in the ass, and I feel like that's why men start to lie, because of girls like Sheena.
Damn!
That's my pumptini, and now I think we have to get into some news, Jerusalem.
Shade! That was so shade now. So now, moving on to our news and gossip. So, Us Us Weekly recently caught up with Schwartz and asked them, because, you know, Stassi's set to get married this October in Italy.
Oh, girl. Wow.
But, y'all, it might be put on a pause because of this coronavirus outbreak.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
So, pretty much what he said is tentatively, as of now, they are still getting married in Italy, but it could change any day because of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
And, I hope it gets better. We all hope it gets better.
Of course. Wash your hands. Hand sanitizer doesn't do anything. Just wash your hands and don't touch your face, everybody.
There was a meme that said, normal people that are sick and laying in the bed. People with coronavirus. I'm at the airport.
Yeah, like out and about. Like what?
Out and about, just living their best life.
If you stick, stay home.
Yeah, I really hope so, because that is so beautiful to get married in Italy. Come on. Yes, I wouldn't want to cancel that either.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. Moving on. So Jax was actually recently asked to give his take on all the couples on Vanderpump and say which ones he felt like would last. Stop. And surprisingly enough, he said he thinks Raquel and James could last. Of course, Schwartz and Katie. Bo and Stassi. He did say Stassi was a lot to deal with, but it was actually...
of course.
It was actually Sandoval and... Ariana, who he said, I think Tom wants to have kids. I think he wants to get married. I think he plays the whole, I don't need that. And I think that's bullshit. I think in the next couple of years, something's going to happen. I don't think it's going to last that much longer. I don't know. I hope. I don't think it's going to last forever.
Oh, I didn't know Jax was a clairvoyant.
I thought about that in the past, too, and I don't disagree. He's been very vocal about wanting to get married, wanting to have kids, wanting that sort of tradition in his life, and Ariana is so against that, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm.
We have time for some very quick predictions.
Yes.
To Roslyn, what do you think is going to happen next week?
Tom and Ariana ain't getting married, y'all.
Oh.
No. I think there's going to be more buildup between this whole Brett, Sheena, Charlie situation, because Sheena just being too messy and that always just comes back to bite you in the ass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that Lisa is going to show up to this wedding somehow.
Yeah.
They've gassed it up too much to where they're like, oh, but aren't you gonna? Oh, but is she gonna be there?
She'll be
there. She'll be there in pink. She's gonna be there.
Yeah.
Did I take yours? I'm sorry.
No, I think the show's gonna end because coronavirus is gonna take
us out. God! Dear God!
Lord!
Don't put that on us, please.
Don't do it now. Don't do it.
I think something's going to happen with Tom Sandoval at the wedding, and him and Jax are not going to be okay. I don't know. I feel like some drama is going to happen. I'm excited for the wedding episode, and don't forget
to
tune in.
I am excited.
Yes.
Jane's going to be here again next week.
Yes!
So... don't forget to tune in. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. I'm also doing Taylor Swift news here at AfterBuzz TV now.
Oh my God, yes!
You can follow me at Jerosalyn Diva, JeRosalyn Diva.
You can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to follow my podcast. See you next Tuesday.
I'm Jane Johnson at Jane Johnson SEN _ on Instagram. And Vanderpump News Daily is daily Monday through Thursday on AfterBuzz's Instagram, Twitter, all that jazz.
Woo!
Bye. Thanks, guys.
Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.